Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, whereas always we're here together trying to improve our financial IQ. And occasionally we talk about some of the other IQs like fitness, romance, nutrition. All the parts of a balanced life require some study if you're going to excel at them. The interesting thing to me about life is to be great at any aspect of your life, it requires study. There's really nothing that comes naturally. You know, you'd think survival comes naturally, I guess. But when you're trying to excel and you're trying to thrive versus just survive, it requires study. You got to find people who have achieved what you're trying to achieve. Read their work, listen to it, or go to their seminars, and study it. Total Wealth Academy is an education and mentoring program for people who want to lead more balanced lives that includes building a second stream of income with real estate. And our students do everything from single-family rental homes all the way up to senior living complexes, apartment complexes, mobile homes, RV parks, self-storage, anything that produces cash flow. Now, most of those big deals, it's almost all passive investors. There'll be one active investor that manages the deal, and there might be 40 or 50 passive investors that just put up their money through their 401k or their IRA, or maybe they have cash. And it's all about building that second stream of income, because once you do and you move from the dependent stage of your life into the independent stage of your life where you no longer have to work, oh my gosh, the quality of lifestyle goes up so much. More time for romance, more time to spend with the kids, more time to spend with the grandkids, more time for fitness, more time for charity, more time for all the other parts of a balanced life. And one of the things that I just had this happen, I guess it's been a couple days now. Oh, wait a minute, this is Tuesday. I guess it was last week. Gentleman comes in, he's lost 40 pounds. And he's been a member for, let's say a year. It's a little under a year. But in a year since he joined, he lost 40 pounds. Well, I want to congratulate multiple members, including three members that since they joined have lost over, you ready for this, 80 pounds each. Now, remember these facts. 30 pounds overweight is clinic obesity. 50 pounds overweight is morbid obesity. That means you're dying from that weight. The pressure on your heart, your liver, your kidneys, and your lungs is just, it's killing you. People who are 50 pounds overweight generally die 10 to 15 years early. They lost 80 pounds. They took themselves from morbidly obese to in shape. And the incredible thing to me, some of them did it in short, what I consider a short period of time, 4 or 5 months. When really losing 80 pounds, that's a year project. It really is. And they did it in 4 or 5 months. One guy, I'm not going to give last names, but Alan, I didn't even recognize him when he came in. He looked so good. I was like, who's this stud? And it was like, Alan, what in the world did you do? And he told me, you know, about eating right and exercising and things like that. But he has changed as a human being. He no longer overeats. Food is no longer a drug. It's no longer for pleasure, no longer for entertainment. Food is there for nutrition. And his energy levels have gone through the roof, I'm sure. So I want to congratulate all the members, even those of you who have lost weight and not told me yet. But I encourage you, if you are a member of Total Wealth Academy and you've lost a big chunk of weight, let me know, because it really feels good that our class on nutrition and exercise had an effect. And it really has had an effect on a lot of people. And that just makes you feel great. So I want to spend a couple of minutes, just the first segment. Then we're going to go through two articles that I talked about last week that I want to revisit, because I only talked about them on Friday. I want to get them out to the earlier week listener. But one of the things that you have to understand is that to have more out of life, you have to do more. As Zig Ziglar put it, if you keep doing just what you're doing, you'll keep getting just what you're getting. The way I like to put it is, if you want to be above average, you have to do more than the average person. Well, what does the average person do? They just have a job. That's all they do. And they're tired at the end of the day, and they can't even think about building a second stream of income. They're pooped. That's because you don't exercise. You know, I have people say, I'm too tired to exercise. No, you're tired because you don't exercise. Exercise gives you energy. If you want to build a second stream of income, you really need to focus on your health and energy levels. If you finish a normal working day and you're tired, you're out of shape. There's no excuse for finishing an 8 to even a 10-hour day and being tired, too tired to for romance, too tired to exercise. You're out of shape. And you better do something about it, because as you get older, it ain't going to get better. It's going to get worse. So my little sales pitch in this segment is this. Get to the gym 1 hour, 3 times a week. Get that weight off of you, and you'll be amazed. Your energy levels will come back. Your cognitive skills will improve. Your sex drive will improve. Your everything will improve. And you'll have the energy necessary to be able to go for the goal of having that second stream of income and being financially independent. Without it, it's going to be very difficult. All right, this is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
That it's normal to lose money in a down market. That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Let's head into these two articles that we talked about last Friday. The first one is an article about a point that Barbara Corcoran, who I believe is a billionaire, and she made a lot of her money in real estate, but she made a point that I have to respectfully totally disagree with. And according to the article, she was talking to first-time homebuyers, and other potential home buyers that they should move fast and get into the marketplace, meaning you should buy your home. She said, it's probably the best market I've ever seen in my life. Well, I want to ask her, again, respectfully, because she's a pretty neat person from what I've read about her and what I've seen. I want to ask her this question, though. Is it the right time to buy because prices are at record highs? No, that wouldn't be the reason. Is it because properties are selling at full price? There's no discounts? No, that wouldn't be a good reason, would it? Is it because properties are selling above asking price? $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 above asking price? No, that wouldn't be a good reason. I know. It must be because there's low inventory. You don't have much selection. Are you kind of feeling what I'm feeling after hearing those points about the current marketplace? That comment doesn't make any sense to me at all, unless you're delusional and think the market's going to go up for all eternity. If Corcoran thinks, yeah, the market's going up, go ahead and get in, it's going to go up even further, it's a blatant disregard for the facts. And the fact is, it's not if there's going to be a real estate correction or possibly even a recession. It's not if that's going to happen, it's when. Because it is going to happen. Most everybody that I've read is saying within 5 years. I know she knows better than that. She knows that real estate goes up and down. To tell young people, the millennials, yeah, now's the time to buy a home because they're high priced, they're overpriced, and the market's going to go up forever. That's not good advice at all. If the market was going to go up for eternity, yeah, that's good advice. But you would have to be delusional to think that. That would be a mental problem. This is not a good time to buy a home. You're going to pay full price or more. You're going to have low selection. You're basically going to be taking whatever you can get because the inventory is so low. And new construction is only 1.8 million homes this year when it should be 3 million or more new homes built. It's not a good time to buy a home. Now, there's a few of you listening that just got your heart broken because you need a new home. You've outgrown your home. The school district is not where you want to be. The home's too, I described that, too small. Or you're just miserable. The home is not what you want. If any of those scenarios are true for you, I got no problem with you buying a home now. Because it's a quality of lifestyle issue. But Barbara's acting like it's a good investment to go buy a home right now because it's going to go up in value. The market's going up. Get in fast. Whew. What she has done with this statement is turned a good investment into a speculation. Buy low, sell high. Gambling. I don't suggest you do that, except in those scenarios I described. You're either miserable, you hate your current home, it's too small for your family, or you know, you want a new school district. And there could be other real reasons that you really have to buy a new home right now. If you have to, do it. But if you don't have to, this is not a good time to be buying a home. I would say that as investors, we're buying 30% of what we normally buy for the same reasons. If we bought 10 a month, we're now only buying 3 a month because we can't find 10 a month. The good deals are still out there, but these owner-occupants don't know how to rehab a house. They don't even know how to get a loan to do it. So they can't buy these houses we're buying. Now, this dovetails into the next article. The next article is Yahoo Finance. Suburbia is standing up to Wall Street. Wall Street is scooping up houses and bullying people out with cash offers and then making the neighborhood shabbier. These are the real estate investment trusts. Some of you have money in real estate investment trusts. You might want to hold on to your seat. Don't get mad at me. I hate REITs. They are a ripoff. They get paid off of fees. They make money even if you don't. They don't care. They are literally going out and paying full price for houses. And then the investors that gave them the money have to wait 20 years to make a profit. REITs are horrible. They're no better than the stock market. It's called a flow investment. They raise $1 billion. They got to get that money invested. They don't go out and patiently look for the right deals like we do. They put it in the first deal they can get. How do I know this? We just sold 4 or 5 self-storage complexes to REITs for full price. Think about that. How are they going to make money if they're paying full price for the real estate? They're not. They're going to sit on it for 20 years and wait for it to go up in value. Here's the problem. They're not going to be able to sit on it for 20 years. See, they're going in, these REITs, buying 10,000 homes in Houston. Let's say they buy 100 houses in the same subdivision. They don't manage them properly. They don't get them all leased. They don't keep the lawns manicured. They don't maintain the properties correctly. Do you know that homeowners HOAs are blocking REITs from buying property in their subdivisions now? Because they know the REITs don't know how to manage them, and they make the neighborhood shabbier. Now, some of you who have listened to my show for a while are going, Steve, doesn't that mean there's an opportunity coming? That's exactly what it means. Because these REIT incompetent people, these REITs, because they're incompetent, they're going to run those properties into the ground. And who's going to pick up the pieces? You and I, the professional investors that know what we're doing. And we're going to buy them at deeply discounted prices. And the people who invest in the REITs are going to lose money. And we're going to make money. So I'm ecstatic that the REITs are buying up 2 or 3% of all the homes in the United States. Because when the correction comes, and again, it's not if, it's when the correction comes, when the collapse comes, all those houses are going to be back on the market. And there's not going to be any REITs to pick them up because they wouldn't know what to do with them if they did. But you and I know what to do with them. We're going to buy them, rehab them, and lease them to good families. We are going to make millions as a result of the incompetence of Wall Street real estate investment trusts. All right, we'll talk more after the break. This is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
A financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we've been talking about two articles. One, Barbara Corcoran, It's Possibly the Best Market I've Ever Seen in My Life, which is really a very speculative, gambling, market's always going to go up type statement. And you really need to be cautious if you heard that, because I swear, this is what I believe is happening. Wives across the nation are shoving this article in their husband's face. See, Barbara Corcoran says it's time to buy a home. And all those families are going to get hurt financially. I think it was very irresponsible to not clarify what she meant by that. Because I'm sure that she's got a caveat to it. And then the second thing we talked about, the second article we talked about is on Yahoo Finance. And if you want to read it, just go to Yahoo Finance and type in Suburbia is Standing Up to Wall Street and it will come up. But Suburbia, these homeowners associations are literally blocking these REITs from buying property. It won't matter because they'll just move to another subdivision that doesn't block them. They'll end up buying what they set out to buy. And again, that's going to lead to an incredible opportunity for us in the next 5 years because they're going to mismanage them just like they did last time. And we're going to be able to pick them up at deeply discounted prices, very high cash flow. Because again, it's not if, it's when that crash or recession is coming. So, let's see, the Corcoran. Hey, that was also on Yahoo Finance. Real estate mogul Barbara Corcoran. Just Google that. Well, go to Yahoo Finance, type in, it's probably the best market I've ever seen in my life, and the article will come up. If you want a link to it, you can email me and I'll send it to you. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, let's go ahead and open the phone lines. If you've got a question for me about anything to do with investing in real estate, you want to learn how to build a second stream of income, but you have a problem or a challenge, let me know what that is, and I'll help you get past it so you can move forward towards your goal of financial independence. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or if you email me and I don't run out of time, I will literally answer your question live on the air. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve at totalwealthacademy.com. Let's go to an emailed question. Multifamily loans in today's market. Colby, are you talking about 1-4 family or are you talking apartments? Oh, you're talking bridge loans. So you are talking apartments. Yeah, they are getting more expensive as each day passes, both the fees and the interest rate. Are you going to be stuck using agency-only loans, or are investors finding better alternatives? I want to say that one mortgage broker told me that almost 80% of his loans are bridge loans. Only 20% were agency. So I don't see that changing much because the fees are going up and the interest rate is going up on all the loans. So Colby, I don't see that being a major game changer, especially in this. And then your question about do I mentor people or consult people on 100 plus unit apartment complexes? Yes, I've consulted all the way up to 700 units. And then I've also consulted people who own 5,000 apartment units. So yeah, I would love to work with you. If you need help, come to our free sample class first. Go to totalwealthacademy.com, totalwealthacademy.com. There'll be a bright yellow button. Check out the free introductory workshop. Take my Saturday class and I'll explain exactly how we do that. But yeah, I don't see major changes, Colby. You know, you're going to have to shop both and just go with whichever one is best for the deal at that time. Okay, phone lines are open. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Let's see if this is a question. I think this is just some kind words from a listener. I sure appreciate it, Mindy. I thank you for listening to the show. And I'm glad I could be of help. You've got 20 plus rent houses. And you're able to manage them better and more effectively after taking my Saturday class. I know who this is now. Well, Mindy, that's very kind of you. Thank you for saying so. And you're ready to start passive investing? Okay. I will email you after the show and we'll set up a time to meet and I will sit down with you and go over passive investing. But yes, with 20 plus houses, I'm sure you've got probably a million or two in equity. That is retirement money. You'll never have to work again, whether it's a million or 2 million, based off of what you're saying here, Mindy. You'll never work again. It is going to require you to sell those 20 plus houses, but who cares? You're going to be just switching one cash flow stream for another stream, only this time it will be all passive, and then you can do with your time what you want to, Mindy. But I'll email you after the show. Thank you so much. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay, this one wishes to remain anonymous. Oh, boy. Getting ready to quit your job, $800,000 401k. The good news is, the minute you quit your job, that 401k suddenly becomes yours and you control it. What you're going to want to do to invest passively in the deals at Total Wealth Academy is you're going to want to convert that to a solo K. You have a 401k, you're going to switch it to a 401 solo or 401 trust, and then you'll be able to invest passively with the 401k without tax or penalty. There is a catch to it, and that is that the profit will go back to the 401k, but you can pull it out and just pay the tax or tax and penalty depending on your age. But yeah, that's, you have nothing to worry about. I think you're in a fantastic position. So I wouldn't, these nervous points about not having a job are irrelevant when you're passively investing. You don't have to have a job. They don't check your credit either. It's just a passive investment. All right, thanks, Anonymous. Let's go to the phone lines, go up to the Woodlands and talk to Steve. Steve, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How about yourself?
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. So my predicament is I'm a 58-year-old man. I'm planning on retiring in about 3 to 4 years. Currently, I have six properties. I have only a mortgage on only one of them. I'm trying to figure out, should I refi all of them, pull the money, invest into a multi-unit? Should I just keep the cash flow from the properties? Any advice on that?
Steve, it really, if you're trying to build a larger stream of income, then you're going to have to, you got a choice. And both of them will probably work. I would want to look, you know, look you in the eye and sit down to really make a decision. But let me tell you the two options. The one would be to refinance them at about 70% loan to value. Then you'd still have some cash flow from those homes, $300-$400 a month each. But that would free up, I would guess, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
And, okay, then I would take those hundreds of thousands of dollars and invest passively in apartments, self-storage, senior living, stuff like that, and generate a second income stream. So you'd have two side income streams, the single family and the passive investing.
So the idea would be to invest into a multi-unit where I can generate more money than what I'm doing right now.
Yes. Yeah, I would. And it also, Steve, do you like property management? Do you want an IRO, meaning buy an apartment complex and run it yourself, or do you want to passively invest?
I would say passively invest.
Yeah.
I got tired a little bit from tenants and all the issues with it.
Then probably, Steve, what I would do is I would sell them one right after the other and take the profit and move it into passive investing. That's going to be the best option based off of what you just said, which is, you know, it's not your thing managing property.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what I would do.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Steve. You take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. We got to go to break. We'll answer more questions after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Remember, please, we are in the final segment of today's show. So if you've got a question for me, please call as soon as possible. A lot of people have a tendency to wait till there's only a minute left and then I can't answer the question. So if you've got a question, if you feel like it's a dumb question, use a fake name, but call me. There are no dumb questions. If anybody asked dumb questions, it was me when I started. I knew nothing about real estate investing. I was just a health club instructor. So give me a call. I will respect your question, even if you think it's dumb. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. or you can email me the question and I'll answer it either live on the air. If I run out of time, I'll email you after the show. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, let's go to the next email question. You know, Jeff, Airbnb, if you know how to do it properly, or you have a third-party manager who knows how to do it properly, and you're in Houston, I guess, but you want to buy one in Las Vegas, that way you can use it when you go there, not a bad idea. Just make sure that you vet your Airbnb manager. And I don't mean just look at, you know, stuff on the internet where they have five stars. I want you to talk to no less than three people that have Airbnbs and use that company to manage them. Talk to three people. But I would prefer, good question. I would prefer the fourplex to just a condo or single family for Airbnb in that particular case. Yeah, because that's, when I look at these prices that you're paying, it sure looks like a good deal to me if you can get that fourplex at that price. And you're going to make money hand over fist in Las Vegas, especially that thing's only 2 miles away. Yeah, that is, that really looks like a sweet deal. But again, Airbnb can be done wrong. And I've talked to more bad Airbnb managers than I have good ones. So vet them, talk to three investors that are just like you, own them in Las Vegas, verify that that Airbnb manager knows what they're doing. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines to North Houston and talk to John. John, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
Hi, Steve. I'm good. I'm in the process of liquidating five houses that I've owned for about a dozen years. There's no mortgages on them at all.
Wow.
So
okay.
I'm going to have a good chunk of change at the end of this. And I want to know what is and what kind of passive. I like the idea of passive investing.
Okay.
Figure I'm going to have 500, 600, 1,000 to do something with.
Wow, that's really good. That's a huge chunk because the average person that we deal with, they have a couple hundred grand to start with. That's a huge amount to start with. And I would probably spread that across three classes. Let's say it's 600 just to make the numbers easy. I'd probably do 200, 100 in two different apartment complexes, 100 in two different self-storage complexes, and 100 in two different senior living. Now, if you had 700,000, I'd put the other 100,000 in senior living. The reason I added that is because my goal is to keep my portfolio about 40% senior living, about 30% apartments, and about 30% self-storage. Nothing against RV parks, nothing against mobile home parks, or they rock too. But that's what I know, and that's what the members of Total Wealth Academy are doing.
Okay, so start out coming to the free class or send you an email or what?
Yeah, come to the free workshop and take my Saturday class. It's only $500. But in that class, the first half is the psychology and single family. The second half is understanding these commercial deals. I'll walk you through five or six case studies of these commercial deals so you can see how we are getting these internal rate of returns between 20 and 45%. And then you can decide what you want to do from there.
Yeah, I did the free class and the two-day class back years ago.
Was that over at Lifestyles Unlimited?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, great company. But yeah, you probably should just meet with me then.
Okay.
Yeah, fire me an email, and I'll invite you down to the office.
Okay.
Okay, John. Thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, if you've seen another course, such as Lifestyles, just to email me. It means you already know what you're doing. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. And we can set up a time to meet. I'll go over the strategies that we're using and see if it fits your family's needs. Okay, let's see. Next question. No, that's the Airbnb question again. This next question. Ooh, Brian, you know, if you've got a fourplex, I would use, two duplexes, I see. Should you use a commercial appraiser or a residential appraiser? Remember that four units and below is considered single family. So they're really evaluated on comparable sales. So I would use a residential. Well, the first question I have is, why are you getting an appraisal on it? If you're getting ready to sell it, I would just run the comps. I would find your agent, Brian, get them to run the comparable sales on it, do a CMA on it, comparative market analysis. Then I would find a mortgage company and get them to do a desktop appraisal and use those two. I wouldn't pay for a appraisal. Then let the buyer, because this is going to sell quickly, let the buyer pay for an appraisal. Put in the contract that you get a copy of it, of course, and use that. You fix it up a little above neighborhood Okay, you improved the finish a little higher than the rest of the neighborhood. Sorry, Brian, that's not going to raise the value of that property. If you're in a neighborhood where duplexes sell for 400 grand, you can spend all kinds of money on fancy things and it's still going to sell for 400 grand. So that's the strategy I would use, Ryan. I would not buy an appraisal. If you're going to sell these, get a good agent to do a CMA on them. Get a mortgage company to do a desktop appraisal on them. Use those two pieces of information to come up with your sale price. Okay, let's see. We got time for one more. Theodore, thank you for emailing me. This is an interesting question. A Texan who wants to invest in New Jersey. I'm going to assume it's because you want to retire there. Maybe your family's from there. It's a neat place. I really can't answer this question. I'm sorry, let me just read this. Can you tell me anything in your experience as far as how easy it is to find tenants for your property? You know, if you price it right, Theodore, it shouldn't take you more than 10 days, and it really doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. If you've purchased it properly, you didn't overpay, and you go out and you find what the comparable rents are for that neighborhood, and you go right at the average, it should only take you about 10 days. I don't think you're going to have any problem with that property. All right. Wish I could have been more help, Theodore. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.